Confusion over how to incorporate cloud security standards in procurements has reached a breaking point. The Office of Federal Procurement Policy is writing a new policy to give agencies some guidance on how to include the federal risk authorization management standards in solicitations. Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller's here with details about the new policy and other expected changes to FedRAMP in 2015. What will OFPP's new policy address, Jason?
I think the goal of the new policy is twofold. First, again, clarify how best to include FedRAMP standards for cloud computing services and contracts. You think that'd be easy, but I think agencies are mired in some confusion over, okay, is it to be joint authorization board or agency approved or what? So that's first. Second is, I think, to give agencies some standard approaches to including those in the contract. We're talking about like templates and standards and stuff like that. Matt Goodrich is the acting director of FedRAMP.
Right now it has in the policy memo, agencies must include FedRAMP in their contracts and enforce it contractually. Mm-hmm. There's no guidance exactly on how to do that. So we're going to be having some contract language come out. We have some already, but having some contract language with some more practical guidance and implementation guidance around it, as well as some additional things like exactly what's the evaluation criteria for agencies when evaluating that proposal that comes in. So we'll be working on that. And also with OMB, we're collaborating with them on how to more effectively incorporate those questions around cloud usage and contracting, enforcing FedRAMP via contracts and things like that, and their portfolio stat reviews with agencies. So as they're using cloud and moving to the cloud, how are we actually actively working with agencies to ensure that they're doing that? Because yes, they absolutely are mandated to put FedRAMP into any cloud contract.
Now, Goodrich didn't say when OFPP would issue that policy. I did reach out to the White House Office of Management and Budget to seek more details, and including the timing. I have not yet heard back from them.
What is the why is this policy even necessary? They dealt with this in December of 2011. So are they replowing this ground again, or what is going on?
I think there's a couple reasons why there's a need for a new policy, or at least a look at this. First is maturity of the FedRAMP program. You know, that memo, Francis, is 3 years old. I kind of looked back at it as I was doing the research for this story and kind of occurred to me, wow, it's been 3 years since OMB kind of initially released that memo. I think agencies are mandated by only cloud services that have been FedRAMP approved. That started just in June. So I think that's part of this. And at least, you know, so as they move forward, they're spending billions of dollars on cloud services. And I think that they need some help to really say, okay, how do we do this best? I think the second part is the confusion over what they exactly have to do. Looking back at the December 2011 memo, it says very simply, agencies must ensure that acquisition requirements addressing maintaining FedRAMP security authorization requirements and the relevant contract provisions related to contract reviews and inspections are included for cloud service providers. That's it. They don't say how to do it or how best to do it. It just says do it. Kathy Conrad is the General Services Administration's acting associate administrator in the Office of Government of Citizen Services and Innovative Technologies.
The concern that we have is that there are agencies who are requiring FedRAMP compliance as a condition for eligibility to bid, which we feel is inappropriate and unduly restricted. Much in the same way most IT requirements or many IT procurements don't require an ATO in order to bid, but rather an ATO in order to go into operations. And so we're looking to clarify that to avoid restricting cloud providers who are in the process of becoming compliant or are prepared to receive a FedRAMP ATO after award and before the agency needs them to have that ATO to go live.
Now, Conrad says the Program Management Office is even considering, and I'm going to really highlight considering, whether agencies could issue an interim authority to operate, commonly known as an IATO, so they don't have to wait the 9 to 12 months to get FedRAMP approved. That's the average time for a vendor actually to go through this rigorous process. Now, let me be very clear here, Francis. Conrad says the IATO is one option, but it's not a done deal in terms of allowing agencies to do that. It's just one option that's on the table. And in fact, Conrad says GSA, DOD, and DHS, who lead the Joint Authorization Board, or JAB, is not even considering the IATO option. Conrad says FedRAMP PMO must balance the need for a rigorous approval process with that need for allowing innovative cloud service companies access to the federal market as soon as possible. And I think that's why that IATO piece is even on the table.
Jason, you reported not too long ago that FedRAMP will develop a high baseline standard in 2015 for more secure data. What else did you learn about that and their other plans for 2015 today?
Oh, there's a lot going on over the next year. I think the news we reported about the high baseline standards from a FSMA scale is huge. That draft high baseline will be available for the first round of public comments in January. Goodrich says the PMO plans on finalizing it in the next year.
One thing that I think our stakeholders will very much appreciate is as we put that baseline out, it'll be different than you've seen before because we'll actually have justifications for why we selected additional controls. Previously, we just put out the baseline and said, here's our baseline, respond to it. Now we're saying, here's our baseline above the NIST already mandatory controls at high, and here's why we selected additional controls and why we think they're important. So we should have a better dialogue among all of our stakeholders as to why we're asking for certain things. And if a provider says this control is too expensive, then provide two alternatives that might be a cheaper way to do it, but achieve the same net goal.
Now, Conrad says being transparent on the intent of the reason why the standards have changed will help industry suggest alternatives that, again, may be less costly, but still just as rigorous. Goodrich says as FedRAMP enters into year two, the PMO's goal is really to ensure that agencies know that this is not a GSA or a JAB program, but really a government-wide program. And part of the way the PMO will be doing that is by establishing several different working groups. Goodrich says the working groups are part of how the PMO wants to create a sense of ownership and collaboration among agencies.
There's going to be multiple levels of the working groups. One is sort of having just the general high-level working group that is the FedRAMP points of contact at each agency talking through what their compliance numbers look like, what major issues are, going through what they're reporting into OMB and making sure that we're actively working with them around sort of that baselining of the metrics that I talked about and understanding where we really are with cloud use and FedRAMP across the government. And then we'll also have working groups going under there. There will be ones that could be potentially looking at, say, the newest U.S. CERT reporting guidance on incident reporting and making sure there's a group of people who are dedicated and looking at that and saying this is how it specifically applies to agencies and as agencies use cloud providers. And then also there's the ideal of with the multi-agency working group model I mentioned with that of, hey, I have six agencies. Those six agencies are using the same six CSPs. One agency takes the lead of each working group and you all do one authorization and you get five for free from the other agency.
Now, Conrad says agencies have been hesitant to conduct their own cloud security reviews, mainly because there's a big disincentive to be the first one, because other agencies then take what you've done and are 80% done or 90% done. So you're putting out this upfront cost and everyone is kind of piggybacking off you. Conrad says this is why everyone in this approach with the working groups, everyone has a little bit of skin in the game. And they're all going to benefit from each other's efforts. Now, Goodrich says the goal is to get these working groups set up in the next 6 months. Another big area of improvement will be around how the PMO measures FedRAMP's impact. Goodrich says the metrics effort is part of how the Program Management Office wants to increase the use of the FedRAMP from an enterprise-wide level.
We actually need to really understand who's using it. So we need to establish the FedRAMP metrics. Who's using it? Where are they using it? Where are cloud service providers actually in agencies and have current customers? Where are their cloud providers that want to come into the federal government, really understand the total depth of cloud across the federal landscape. Also with that, we want to make sure that we update our implementation guidance. We know as agencies to do FedRAMP, they must understand exactly how to do it. And so while the process is pretty clear and been straightforward and public for a while, actually implementing that within an agency and that practical guidance of how you incorporate that into your existing policies and procedures, from the beginning an authorization to reusing one to putting your applications into an authorized environment, all of that, we're going to have guidance that helps support agencies through that. As we continue to grow, we'll continue to add best practices from agencies who've done it successfully. So not only just sort of the standard for what you should do, but having agency examples of how they've done it well and connect agencies with that.
Another major change coming to FedRAMP next year is around the third-party assessment, or 3PAOs. These are the people that a cloud service provider needs to go through to initially get through that first stage of FedRAMP approval. Now, Goodrich says the goal is to enhance the consistency and the quality of these third-party assessors. A couple other things to highlight. Goodrich says FedRAMP also relaunched its website with a new URL, fedramp.gov. But more importantly, it's going to make information and resources easier to find. And then finally, Goodrich says the PMO will look into whether existing non-federal cloud security standards, such as those for HIPAA, could be integrated or even substituted in some way for the federal standards. The goal, again, is to reduce cost and time for vendors, make sure that they meet a certain level of security standards. The one thing Goodrich and Conrad reiterated time and again throughout their press conference today at GSA is the fact that they want to improve FedRAMP's efficiency. They want to take into account how cybersecurity is constantly changing, but they also want to ensure agencies understand the benefits of the program all while keeping the program's rigor in place.
Jason, one of the things that I wonder about here is what Kathy and Steve see that require them to do that last part. Ensure agencies understand the benefits of the program. How long have we been at FedRAMP now?
Well, they've been talking about it for, it seems like, 3 or 4 years.
That's what I thought. And it strikes me as it must be challenging for them. It must be frustrating for them. I don't expect you to speak for them.
Yeah.
That they still feel like they have to make that pitch to say, hey, you guys should be doing this. Hey, you guys should be doing this.
So
they have to do it.
So keep in mind a couple things, right? So first of all, the government's big. There's 1.1 or 1.4 million federal employees. So it takes a while for things to kind of get down to the bottom. And cloud can be bought at any place in the country from any vendor that offers it. So it's not like everything is a central organization going through the one CIO's office or the one GSA cloud contract. So I think that's part of the reason why they say we've gotten some good uptake. We've gotten people understanding it, but they still are always going to run into people who are like, oh, FedRAMP, what's that? And I think that's part of the reason why this stakeholder engagement to really reach out to make this a collaborative thing so people talk about it and there's some ownership instead of it's just, oh, another mandate from OMB or another mandate from GSA that we have to put up with.
Well, I think that the team there is doing a good job of that outreach. I imagine that it's maybe a tough pill to swallow for them every once in a while to go, we keep telling this story. We've told this story before. Because it's not like they haven't been out there.
No, it's not like
Dave McClure wasn't out there when he was there. I mean, he was showing up for the opening of an envelope, for heaven's sake.
Well, the good thing is that they have a lot of patience. So at least they're positive that they continue to talk about it because they realize the importance of it.